This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. The U.S. Vice President arrived in New Delhi this morning on a four-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw at the airport in the national capital. Mr. Vance was also accorded the ceremonial guard of honor. This is the first visit of Vice President Vance to India, which will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations. He's accompanied by Second Lady of the United States, Usha Vance, his children, and senior members of the U.S. administration. Soon after his arrival, Vice President Vance and his family visited the Akshardham Temple in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the policies that his government is working on are going to shape the future of the next 1,000 years. Mr. Modi urged everyone to work tirelessly every day and every moment towards this shared vision. Speaking on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said the successes of the past 10 to 11 years have laid a strong foundation for a developed India.
2014 के बाद से देश में व्यवस्था परिवर्तन का एक बहुत बड़ा महायज्ञ शुरू हुआ है। हम इस तेज स्पीड के साथ खुद को तेजी से ढाल रहे हैं। आज भारत की एस्पिरेशनल सोसाइटी, भारत के युवा, भारत के किसान, भारत की महिलाएं, उनके सपनों की उड़ान आज जिस ऊंचाई पर हैं, वो वाकई अभूतपूर्व है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. During his visit, the Prime Minister will tour a factory and interact with the Indian workers stationed there. Union Minister and BJP West Bengal President Dr. Sukanta Majumdar visited the violence-hit villages of Samsherganj in Murshidabad district of West Bengal today. Tension had erupted in the area following protests against the Waqf Amendment Act. Dr. Majumdar assured the villagers of setting up border security force camps in the area. He also visited the family of deceased Hargobinda Das and Chandan Das, who lost their lives in the violence of Jafarabad. The world is mourning the loss of Pope Francis, the first Latin American pontiff in the history of the Roman Catholic Church, who passed away today at the age of 88 following a prolonged illness. Throughout his 12-year papacy, he endured various health challenges with severe complications arising in recent weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other global leaders, including European Commission President Ursula and Russian President Vladimir Putin, remembered the 266th Pope for his compassion, humility, and dedication to peace and social justice. The country's infrastructure output, which constitutes about two-fifths of the country's industrial production, increased by 3.8% in March this year on an annual basis. Meanwhile, the cumulative growth rate of combined index of eight core industries during financial year 2025 stood at 4.4% as compared to the corresponding period of last year. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 1%. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 855 points to close at 79,409. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 274 points to settle at 24,126. In Ladakh, the picturesque apricot blossoms that brought joy and festivity to Ladakh just days ago have now given way to heartbreak and hardship for local farmers as unseasonal heavy snowfall and rainfall battered orchards across the Kargil district, causing widespread destruction and economic despair. Villages in Ladakh have reported severe crop damage. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have won the toss and elected to field against Gujarat Titans at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. With five wins in seven matches, Gujarat holds top position in the points table with 10 points, while Kolkata have pocketed three wins and four losses to spot at seventh place in the points table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.